Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is facing our fears rather than running from them. So, facing our fears. What's that look like?
Good morning. What does that look like? Well, I think most of us are on the run. Let's just say that. And we might not even realize we're running, but we are. We're running fast and hard from the things that scare us. And most of these things are probably triggers regarding things that happened to us in childhood. And when these triggers happen, boy, we find all kinds of clever ways to squash it, to avoid it, to deny it, right?
Yeah.
Or create a different narrative to soothe ourselves. But it's not really true. So really the only way to overcome fear is to look it right straight in the eyes. That's the only way. Running, well, we could run the rest of our life. You know, we could leave this life having never faced our fears. And I don't think that's a great idea. Do you?
No, I don't think that's a great idea. You're not going to get very far.
So what fears do you think you're cleaning out right now?
Being alone. I mean, that's the recurring one. Mm-hmm. Being alone, not having a man. Mm-hmm. Being left alone. Yeah. That's my fear, is being left alone.
Yeah.
That's the fear. And so for me, I have held on to these narratives. Like, one day I'll get married. That soothes the fear of being alone, knowing that one day that's going to happen.
But that's just a story you made up.
It's just the story that I've made up.
Yeah, because we don't know the future.
We don't. It's a hard one to let go of.
Well, but only letting go of it are you free, because you're hanging on to something that's not true. And that's what children do, is they tell themselves stories to either scare themselves or soothe themselves. But neither one works.
Yep. No, it doesn't work. It probably only creates more fear.
Yeah, especially when it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not real. It's not true. Doesn't mean the future. We don't know what the future holds. We just absolutely have no idea what the future holds. Yeah. So we can't write the narrative.
Yep. Or writing the bad stories of things happening. People are leaving, and, you know, I can go both ways with it. It's the same thing, though.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm either trying to soothe it or make it feel worse, I guess.
Yeah, that's what children do. That's what wounded children do, is they storytell. And it can go one direction or the other direction, but neither one is good.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I was sitting here thinking before we got on here that I felt like I had gotten to a place of being okay, like more okay than ever with being alone. So I don't know what's gotten so triggered for me. Like, is it just another layer? It's just another layer of that lonely.
Well, I think you opened the door up at work. I think you were doing okay till you opened that door up.
Well, the door had to be open sometime. I mean, I can't just leave it shoved down there forever, right?
No. It doesn't mean that you can't open the door. But when you open the door, then what happens? What shows up? The story, the narrative, right?
Yeah, it does.
The child, she's trying to manage relationships. And that's not going to work out so good. And she's a little more desperate. She doesn't have a good picker.
She is a little more desperate because she's lonely.
So once you open that wound up, then the loneliness showed up, but it was always there. It's not that it went away. It just was kind of dormant because you didn't challenge yourself.
It did show up full force. Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah. So
And it does. I see the ways that I either am playing awful stories or I'm fantasizing. So what would facing it look like? Just feeling that loneliness?
Yeah, just like, okay, let the loneliness come. Let the feeling come. Whatever it's been, I have buried away that I've been avoiding and covering up with false narratives and all the other things that we've used to cover it up with, which are a lot of things, addiction mainly. Maybe it's just time. Maybe it's just you're just being called to heal this wound. It's a deep one, but it can be healed.
Yeah, I know this is ego that's about to say this, but I thought I was like, I don't know, it just feels so triggered. Like I thought that it was healed more than this, I guess. I know that's ego saying that. Like
What do you
I thought
think
I'd
that,
come further than this.
what do you think triggered this though? What made you decide? What initiated you opening that door again that you obviously weren't ready to open? Because you just went right back to the old thinking. What fear initiated that? Was it things that were happening at home?
It is things. Yeah, well, things at home changing with my son, and probably things with you too. Like things are going on with everybody around me, honestly, that probably kick up fear.
So the child is looking for something to hold on to.
I guess it must be. It must be.
Because what happened for you as a child, right? There's without getting into the story, just there was a lot of things going on and you're trying to find a way to feel okay. And now
Yeah.
you're back trying to find a way to feel okay again. But really everything in your world is okay. Your son is
Yes.
there, I'm here.
Yes,
Nothing's
everybody's here.
changed.
No.
Everybody's here, so nothing really changed except something in your mind changed.
Yeah, I started to feel unsafe again. Yeah, so I'm clinging to these old ideas for safety.
But they were never safe.
They were never safe. They only made me feel more afraid. That's the craziest part about it. We run and do things that make ourselves feel more afraid and more alone. That's the craziest part. Because we're disconnected. Yeah. That's a big sigh.
I heard that big sigh.
I know. Yeah, it's interesting too. I was telling you, like, I'm having these two experiences going on. Like, one is experiencing these new experiences of love and connection, and just my heart is opening more. It feels softer. Like, I have these moments of feeling that, and then there's this other side of me that's just clinging to the old ways for dear life. Just,
Well, don't you think ego's going to fight the new way initially?
I mean, it makes sense when you say it. Yeah. Feels true.
Yeah, it's going to try to pull you back into the old ways. And obviously, it has.
Yeah.
It has successfully pulled you into the old stories that were unhealthy for you as a child, but it was your survival. It was just how you coped with things that were hard.
Yeah, ego doesn't want the experience of love.
No. Oh, goodness, no. You
Which
kidding
is
me?
the direction I'm moving. I can feel it. I have moments. I can't deny it. I
Yeah.
cannot deny it. I've had moments and new experiences. So that
Yes.
is the direction. So yeah,
That
I guess ego
is.
would fight.
And ego can fight, but you're still moving in that direction.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Yep. That is the direction.
And I think with your son, you're going to have to dig deeper, not just take things so personal.
I know.
I know it all feels hurtful and personal, but going through the teenage stage for the teenager or for us as a parent is not easy. Those were not easy years for me, and
No, me neither.
yeah. So you have to just learn not to take it personal. Set boundaries. Of course, you got to have boundaries, but not. Know that it really isn't about you, even though it might kick up loneliness, loss. It's not really true. It's
No.
really not about you at all. It's
No,
just
it's not.
about what he's going through.
Yeah, it's not personal.
No, it's not.
Nope. It usually never is.
No.
Other people's stuff usually never has anything to do with me, just like my stuff never has anything to do with them.
Yeah. So. But, you know, you do have all these things going on. You still do have a good relationship with your son, even though there's some bumps in the road. And you're having a nice time with your pap and visiting him and you have love.
That's what I'm saying. There's this side of things happening, and then I don't know, it's strange.
Well, where's the sabotager?
I guess that would be mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the more you move in the direction of love, the more ego's gonna try to sabotage you. And you have to just be aware of that. That there is a part of us for every person that will try to sabotage our success, but we have to push through that.
Do you think it will always be that way, or do you
think?
No,
I don't.
Okay. I mean, because that's like not very promising.
No, because look at all the things that have healed for you and healed for me. The shame I used to carry is gone. The self-hatred is gone. Like there's lots of things gone. Ego let go of it.
It's hard to see it when I'm in it. I know. It's hard to see it when I'm in it.
But remind yourself of all the things that your mind has let go of.
They have. It has. Yeah. It has. That's why I'm like sitting here thinking, how did I get here? Like, yeah, because things have changed so much.
Yeah.
And they will again. Mm-hmm. They will again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you feel like you're facing all your fears?
Oh, every which way I look, there's so much fear, and it touches all my childhood stuff, like all that stuff that obviously I haven't resolved. It's in my face, and it is scary. It has my anxiety high, but there's also, you know, there's just a wise part of me that knows this is all necessary, and that this is my opportunity to do some deep healing work, and I am definitely up for that challenge. I am up for it. I'm not going to deflect it. I'm not going to run away from it. I'm not one that really goes into fantasy land. So there's no story. There's no stories playing. Other than, of course, you know, my ego wants to go in there and play stories to scare me. Playing different scenarios. But the truth is that it'll all work out. And I'm going to heal some big stuff. And I'm ready for it. I'm up to the challenge.
Yeah.
But it is. It's touched all my stuff right now. It's all being kicked up in all kinds of different ways. And I'm going to ride this wave. And I'm going to be in the flow. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to thrash, though part of me wants to thrash. I'm not going to. I'm going to surrender to trusting God. Not my mind, but trusting God and trusting the events are here not to hurt me, but to help me heal.
Yeah.
You know, the mind can turn it into feeling like a victim, but I don't feel victimized. I know these are opportunities and I'm going to take these opportunities to do some deep work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because you and I were talking this morning, just how things are so connected to things that have happened, even when we don't realize it. But it's like, it's so connected.
It's unbelievable.
Like we recreate stories that, that are pretty much identical to the past, honestly. I mean,
yeah, we energetically draw it to us, but I have always believed that we draw it to us so we can heal it. But first we have to be aware. Because initially we may feel victimized, like, oh my God, you know, so-and-so is doing this and that. And it's like, well, no, so-and-so is here to teach you something. So-and-so is shining the light on something you probably don't want to look at, but maybe it is time to look at it, right?
Yeah. And change the story.
Yep. Exactly.
Good old fear.
Good old fear. Yeah, well, fear isn't real. Fear's created by the mind.
Like real. Most things are created by the mind.
Mm-hmm. So just have to come back to truth.
Yeah. Everything's okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So what's your word for the day?
Faith. My word is faith today. I'm just going to put my faith in God today, not what my head says.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with trust.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just trust. Everything as it's supposed to be. Yeah. Trust that. If I can't trust anything else.
And there are wisdom. There is a wisdom to all things. If we can just see the bigger picture, not the little picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's true. I had a day of that, like last week sometime. I think it was last Thursday because it was on the way to see my pap. So it was last Thursday. What the heck happened? I was in such a place of truth. And I think I even shared on here, like, I remember saying to myself, do not forget this, because this is the truth. In this moment, like, everything that I was thinking and feeling, I knew it was the truth.
Yep.
It was just like a day of truth.
Oh, those are good days, right?
Oh, they're great days. Yeah. Because truth can't be taken away.
No. No, it can't.
So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and that is what I saw that day was the big picture. I saw the big picture.
Yep.
With everything.
Yeah, there's always a greater picture.
When you can see that, it kind of makes the other stuff feel not so powerful.
Yeah, you're right, Chess.
Yeah. It's like, oh, there is a point to all this.
There always is.
I know, you know, I'm always looking for the point in things.
I know.
Yeah. Well, any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it for today.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!